Welcome to the Ring of Honor review. I'm Oliver Newman.
And I'm Stephen Jackson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ROH review. I'm three-time author Oliver Newman, and unfortunately this week I'm not joined by Stephen Jackson. My colleague, my guest, my co-host is unfortunately not very well. I send my best regards to Stephen and hope he gets well soon. Not sure what the situation's going to be with this podcast. I believe we'll go a lot shorter. And hopefully I do a good enough job flying solo. So to get straight to it, we've got some news to talk about. Women of Honor champion Kelly Klein is in the process of leaving Ring of Honor. I think she's left now. I wanted to have a discussion with Stephen about this, but unfortunately it's come up now and he's not here. I'm going to try and look at it from an impartial perspective, look at both sides of the story. From Kelly Klein's perspective, it's really unfortunate. She was in a good position in the company, the company wasn't treating her correctly. Obviously, the recent concussions that she suffered, the lowballing wage-wise. For a non-exclusive contract and stuff. So, really tough from that perspective. A really good, women's wrestler, or wrestler in general, if we're not talking about genders, has left the company and left a big hole in the women's division, and that's really unfortunate. I think from the Ring of Honor corporate perspective, just difficult because of what's been said in the public domain on social medias and things of that nature. It's got very corporate-y, lawyer-y, and it's not good when when dirty laundry happens in public. So I think all sides are missing out in this situation. For Kelly, she'll go somewhere else and I'm sure she'll do great for herself. ROH is really going to miss their three-time Women of Honor champion. And ROH fans, which me and Stephen are going to miss a great addition to the women's roster. Like I said, Kelly Klein will land on her feet somewhere else, I'm sure. But the ROH fans kind of lose out in this situation. Completely understand where she's coming from and wish her all the best. Okay, so we've got some more news to talk about. ROH veteran Silas Young's come out and spoken about the different things that have been said about Ring of Honor in a bad way. Speaking up for the company, which is interesting. You want that different side of things, the opposite side of things. So, yeah, in an interview with Sean Radican on Pro Wrestling Torch, Silas Young talks about the different situation with medical people, saying that he can't think of a time when there wasn't medical people at a show. Concussion protocol. TK Orion was concussed and had to have doctor's clearance before returning. He wasn't pressured to come back early. He wanted to come back and just hang out at shows to be around the company and you know, obviously what they love doing. And Ring of Honor paid for his expenses for every show that he attended. So, that really does paint a good picture for Ring of Honor. Talked about how Josh Woods, when he started with the company, was walking around in eggshells, and talked about the freedom of the storyline with Josh. And yeah, you know, he says he's not a person who politics. He hangs around with people who he enjoys hanging around with. So guys in the locker room, people from the ROH dojo, the ring crew. And there's, you know, there's no issue. He just hangs around with people that he likes. So, yeah, he just wanted to, you know, say what was on his mind. He's been there for 7 years. So he's got as good a picture as anyone else. And it was a really interesting interview, which you can go and read on Pro Wrestling Talk, PWTorch.com. So, yeah. Next little bit of news that I want to pick up on, just quickly, as we mentioned about Dan Maff signing for Ring of Honor last week when Stephen was here. Just a really cool thing that I saw. And ROHWrestling.com, they did an exclusive interview with Dan Maff, and it was really cool that he had a match with PCO on the second night after being in the six-man tag. And he was called to a meeting room for a post-show meeting with Hunter Johnson, the producer. And he said nice things about him. And the roster clapped. You know, there's one voice at the back of the room that says, "Give him a damn job." And then the entire roster just started chanting, "Yes, yes, yes." I'm actually doing the Daniel Bryan thing. Asked everyone to settle down for a second. That's not how they usually do things on this special occasion. He asked the roster out loud, "Do you all want me to offer Maff a job here?" And again, the roster responded with the yes chant. He looked at me, walked over to each other, shook hands, and he said, "Yep, you got a job." And Dan Maff said, "Thank you." I just think that's such a really cool thing. I just wanted to share that. So, next bit of news is a meet and greet with the Ring of Honor commentators, Ian Riccoboni and Caprice Coleman. This is a really nice thing as well. Caprice and Ian are collecting books on Sunday, December 15th at the 2300 Arena for Lehigh Valley Reads. I won't go into the details. They're looking for children's books is what I took from that. Accepting new unwrapped children's books in exchange for your generosity, you'll be able to meet Ian and Caprice, receive an exclusive autographed 8x10, and be able to take your photo with the pair, which is a really cool thing. When they mentioned books, I was like, I can't be there to meet Ian and Caprice, but I'd love to send my wrestling books their way. But then they mentioned it was children's books, and I can't really do anything. But yeah, if you would like to add to our book drive title, please send books appropriate for grades 3 and under. See, that's where mine isn't. It's more for like teenagers. To Ian Riccoboni, P.O. Box 1207. That is P.O. Box 1207 to Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18105. So once again, all those details. Ian Riccoboni, P.O. Box 1207, Allentown, P.A., 18,105. The goal is 100 bucks in Philadelphia, sorry, and 1,000 in total. And yeah, that's a really cool thing, especially with Christmas coming up. So I thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, from a negative side of things, Joey Mercury, who worked behind the scenes with Ring of Honor, is coming out with different, you know, bad stuff from behind the scenes. That's all on Joey's Twitter page, which is Joey N Retrograde. It's really unfortunate that this dirty laundry is being shown in public, but you know, if we didn't follow this, then we don't know about Kelly Klein and so on and so forth. So it's unfortunate, but it's what we've got to report on, really, being podcasters. So yeah, go and check that out. Right, I think that brings us to the show itself. Let me just quickly. Okay, a little bit more news. No, I'll come back to that when we've talked about the show. Okay, so first of all, we have the ROH World Television Champion Shane Taylor versus the prestigious one Joe Hendry from Global Wars eSpectacular Chicago, and it's just the highlights. But the 15-minute time limit expired, and because of Hendry going the distance, he's got a future title shot for the ROH World Television title. Okay, so next up, and that's going to be the main event, the prestigious one, Joe Hendry, against the ROH Television Champion, Shane Taylor. So we'll come back to that in a bit. Now we go to highlights of the UK tour. First, it was highlights of Rouge versus Jeff Cobb for the ROH World title from Honor United in Bolton, where I went to university many years ago. Rouge retained in with two sets of the bull's horns. From what I saw of this match, I thought it was of a good standard. I think it's one that I would seek out if I was part of the Honor Club. In all honesty, it looked like a really good match, and definitely what I said last week about the bull's horns, it is a really devastating finisher when he hits someone full blast in the face. Next up was really important. Jay Lethal turned heel at Honor United London. He and Jonathan Gresham attacked the Briscoes with a steel chair. The next night in Honor United's Newport, which is a new place for Ring of Honor to be shown, he explained his actions, saying that all of the champions in ROH, Rouge, the Briscoes, Villain Enterprises, Shane Taylor, all break the rules and do what they want. So he vowed that he and Gresham are going to make a level playing field. Next, Gresham got Lethal disqualified in a singles match against PCO, and attacked PCO with a chair afterwards. The Briscoes showed up and the two teams brawled. Okay, so that's led to final battle. The Briscoes, the ROH World Tag Team Champions, against Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham, which me and Steven touched on last week. Next up is the Women of Honor title. So Angelina loves the champion, but she loses it back to Kelly Klein, which was last week's show. So this match in particular was from Honor United London. It was Kelly Klein against Mandy Leon. Leon hit Klein with the title belt behind referee Steve Linsky, wrestling referee legend over here in the UK, and got the free count, only for ROH senior official Todd Sinclair to come out and explain the shenanigans. The match is restarted and Klein hits the K power and officially retains the title. You know, once again, it's very difficult to talk about highlights, but you know, I liked what I saw from this. I thought it was all right, to be honest. Next up, highlights aired of Flamita against Speedball Mike Bailey. Speedball Mike Bailey, I've got a lot of time for, to be honest. Really, you know, it was a name I heard about, and then obviously from Pro Wrestling Guerrilla and the different shows that I've seen him on, really impressed me. So they went to highlights from Honor United Bolton, where Flamita won a match with Speedball Mike Bailey in with the 450 splash, sorry. So from this, because Bandido was injured, Flamita took his place. Flamita earned himself a one-year contract with Ring of Honor. So, you know, that's a really cool piece of news. And then to the main event, really. Just before the main event, I thought there was really, really good drooling promos from Joe Hendry and Shane Taylor ahead of the match. Joe Hendry's brilliant on the mic. Shane Taylor can talk somebody into an arena. Joe Hendry's wrestling skill is fantastic, and Shane Taylor I've not seen before. So after, but you know, this is our third week of hearing him talk, I wanted to see what he could do in the ring. So I was looking forward to this match, the main event of the show. So yeah, back to London. Ian Riccoboni and Dalton Castle this time were on commentary. I want to say at this point that Ian Riccoboni is a fantastic commentator when it comes to play-by-play. He's got a brilliant voice for it, and then he's got great knowledge, and he was on point. And Dalton Castle was really good at adding the colour commentary aspect. Okay, so in terms of this match, it was back and forth, heavy hitting. Hendry wrestling Shane Taylor with the strength and power advantage, and it was just a matter of which kind of aspect would end up winning that battle, basically. Joe Hendry came close, but it was Shane Taylor who managed to retain his ROH World Television Championship. In terms of this being the first match I've seen as Shane Taylor, I can see why he can talk you into an arena. Excuse me. I think for a big man, he you know, he obviously works really hard. He, you know, moves around the ring. He's pretty good for a big guy, in all honesty. And like I said, with Joe Hendry, you know, amazing charisma, good promo skills. The wrestling ability is top notch. And if Ring of Honor wanted somebody to build around, they could do it with Joe Hendry. So the title could have quite easily changed hands, especially with the UK crowd being behind Joe Hendry. But, yeah, I think it's in a position where it's on a strong, you know, difficult champion to beat. So when somebody beats him for the championship, if they do, then it's going to really mean something. So you've got a really good champion in Shane Taylor. So, yeah. And that kind of brings an end to the TV review, in all honesty. And, yeah, I think, once again, we mentioned it last week and stuff, but just the updated final battle card. Rouge versus PCO for the ROH World Championship. The Briscoes versus Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham for the ROH World Tag Team Championship, which, you know, we talked about last week. Shane Taylor, who had, you know, retained his title in this match against Joe Hendry, will go up against Dragon Lee for the ROH World Television Championship. Matt Taven will go against Vincent. Mark Askins against Bully Ray in a street fight. And Kenny King versus Reek Titus. I think I saw that this one was going to be on the Fallout show, but maybe it's been bumped up to the final battle card. So, yeah, that's tonight's show, I think. It definitely helps to have somebody to debate it with. But, yeah, we don't have that this week. We, you know, we hope that Stephen is well enough to rejoin me next week, in all honesty. So, yeah, I am Oliver Newman, as I mentioned before, three-time pro wrestling author. Just the two books involving Ring of Honor. So my first book, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, that involves Ring of Honor's unified show. So Brian Danielson versus Nigel McGuinness, which was incredible to watch live. I talk about that in great detail, amongst other things. And then I was lucky enough to be at the two Liverpool shows in 2007, Samoa Joe's leaving tour, basically. And even more so, I was, you know, incredibly lucky to share a hotel with the ROH wrestlers, which was a really cool experience. And I wrote about that in the book. So, yeah, check that out. And my other Ring of Honor book is A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. And I was at the two ROH Orlando shows in 2008. One was Supercard of Honor, which featured Austin Aries against Nigel McGuinness for the ROH World title. And that was fantastic. So, yeah, both books are available on my Big Cartel, afanspersspective.bigcartel.com. Signed for £5, or you can go down the Amazon route and pay £10 for the paperback, £5 for the Kindle. And if you get Kindle Unlimited, it's free. I get paid per pages you read in the first sitting. So yeah, just in closing, we at Broken But Glorious have a partnership with powerslam.tv. They have over 6,500 hours of professional wrestling. Yeah, from 140 promotions. And it's just a tremendous service, in all honesty. I can talk from experience. Really enjoyed hitting high spots with friend of the show, the Phoenix Jody Fleisch. Really enjoyed the Montreal Fury, which, if you've got a spare 5.5 hours on your time, you look at the before, during and aftermath of that historical wrestling standpoint. And lastly, I've watched the Monday Night War debate with Bruce Pritchard on the WWF side and Eric Bischoff on the WCW side, and that is hosted by the AEW World Champion Chris Jericho, Le Champion, and that was really interesting as well. So, yep, sign up for a free month using the code BROKENFREE, and I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I have. And like I said, in closing, Stephen's not here this week, which I keep, you know, explaining, because this is a two-man show. So we'll negate Stephen's social medias this time, because it's almost midnight and I can't remember them, in all honesty. So just mine. Twitter.com/Brumial, Instagram.com/Brumial, Facebook.com/A Fans Perspective UK, and for the podcast, Twitter.com/BBGW Pod, for the network, Twitter.com/BBG Wrestling, and on Facebook, Facebook.com/BBGW Pod. So yeah, hope you've enjoyed this condensed episode of the ROH review. I'm Oliver Newman, and good night, everyone. Bye for now. Bye.